Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we say you are worthy. Worthy of our praise, worthy of all of our offerings. And so we come to you this morning in a posture of worship. And we offer our best to you. We sing praises, we pray, and we read from the word. We listen to the preaching and teaching of God's word. We ask that you be with Brother Cal as he brings that to us and open our hearts that we would be changed by what we hear. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you all know this or not, but half of Clarksville is sick. There are churches that have had to cancel services that are just online today, and I can't stay up with it, and it's just amazing how things happen. But I want to tell you, God is still on His throne. And whatever your need is, He's able to meet that need. He is the wonderful, as we talked about last Tuesday. Wasn't Christmas Eve service wonderful? I confess, I thought, well, there's not going to be anybody here. And we had a full house almost Tuesday night. It was wonderful, and our services all month long have been Christ honoring, I believe, and so I want you to know this today. I just want to share my heart with you. This is not going to be an expository message, 3 points in a poem or 3 points in a promise today from a passage of Scripture. I want to just kind of give you a state of the church address. I hope that'll be okay for you. You can still take notes of some things, but I want us to kind of look back at where we've been, what God did in 2024, and then move into what God wants to do, what I believe God wants to do here with us in 2025. Would that be okay? I'm sorry, even if it's not okay, that's what we're going to do. You guests and visitors that are with us today, this is not normally what we do here. I usually take a passage of Scripture and deal with it and give an explanation and an application of that passage of Scripture. But I just felt led back right after Thanksgiving. I spent several days with the good Lord, just me and Him, way south of here. And it was just me and the Lord, and read a couple of books, but prepared the sermon. I've got sermon prep done for the whole entire year. God gave me the theme for our new church year, and you're going to hear some of that today. But I first wanted us to kind of look back at 2024. Hadn't it been an amazing year? The Bible says, as a man speaketh, so he is. Hadn't it been an amazing year? Yes. All right, give God praise for that. Hallelujah. But we've come to the end of 2024, but I don't know if any of you all remember, way back on January the 7th of 2024, way back a year, almost a year ago now, we introduced the theme for this past year, an open door in... Oh, y'all do remember. And that theme was taken from John chapter... Yeah. 10, verses 7 through 9. And in John's gospel there in that 10th chapter is talking about how Jesus is the door for the sheep. Jesus is the only way to God. You understand that? And that's what we were talking about. And so this year in 2024, God opened up all kinds of doors. The door, the Lord Jesus opened up all kinds of doors of opportunity for us in 2024. And so I want to just kind of park there for a few minutes and just give God praise and point to what He did here this year. But I don't know if you all remember or not, but He opened up the door of salvation. We set a record for baptisms this year. And it wasn't us, it was Him. Hallelujah. And so, and I remember back, it's been several months ago now, Dwight Dixon taught a witnessing class. And we had over 20 people sign up to share their faith at least once a week for the next year. And so we're seeing people saved. We're seeing people come to faith in Jesus Christ. And so the door of salvation has been opened up in a great way this year. A door of missions was opened to us. I don't know if you all remember this, but this year we took our first international mission trip. Where did we go? The DR, that's right, the Dominican Republic. And we got to minister with the Rainies and their family down there, and it was a fantastic, and you all have helped finish the building of that mission house, gave over $40,000 to that this year. And so God opened up a great door of missions this year. We've done all kinds of local mission projects here for the homeless this year. You remember the tornado victims way back at the beginning of the year, and how we ministered to those folks, and MoCo Day. I'm still hearing great things about MoCo Day. Do y'all know what MoCo Day is? Second Mile Loves Montgomery County Day, doing service projects all around the city and all over the county. And so God has opened up a door of missions this year for us. And by the way, missions giving has skyrocketed. It's gone through the roof. We gave more to the cooperative program of the Tennessee Baptist Convention than we've ever given before. And all of that money goes to missions. Hallelujah. Some of you don't even know what the cooperative program is. We've got 3,200 Southern Baptist churches just in the state of Tennessee that cooperate and give. We give a tithe. And so God's opened up that door of missions this year for us. God opened up, I love this, Billy, He opened up a great door of discipleship for us this year. Now, we've always been big on discipleship here. We reach people for Christ, and what's the second part of that? We teach people to follow Christ. Very good. But we started a Good News Club at Moore Magnet Elementary School. And you ought to see those kids, man. They are learning they're learning the Word of God. And now some of them are a handful. They are. But you know what? You ask them a question and they'll answer it, and you didn't even think they had a clue what you were talking about. And so we've been discipling those kids up there. We had record enrollment on both campuses this year for Vacation Bible School. Our home group meetings have kind of dwindled a little bit, but we're going to get back on track with that, because some of y'all don't stay for Bible study in Sunday school, and you can go to someone's home to study the Word. So we're going to get back on that, but God opened up a tremendous door of discipleship there. And by the way, the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God here is not just about me. We've got some of the greatest Bible teachers in this church that you never hear. Tough crowd, brother, I'm telling you. We also, an open door of sacrificial giving allowed us to meet the needs of our missionaries, our local ministries. We did a lot of disaster relief efforts this year across our state, and we were able to meet a host of other needs. And so that great door of missions and evangelism, God did a wonderful work there and opened up many opportunities for us. And then I was reading this morning from Sheila, all that God did this year, He's opened up a door of ministry to our military families. And man, God is moving there. Amen. We're ministering, to deployed soldiers, but we've attended SRU. Have I got that right? Yeah. soldier recovery units. Oh, hallelujah. All right. We've been ministering to them, and we're working with chaplains. Sheila and I think Susan helped lead a Bible study over there, doing a great work, and we're working with the chaplains. And so we've got a new path, a new door has opened up to us to minister to our military families. By the way, the Lord Jesus opened up the door of prayer for us this year. We have become a part of the 24-hour prayer movement in Clarksville. Our church, our campus church, takes one, we take one 24-hour period a month, and we pray from midnight to midnight. And we're getting closer to filling that calendar up. What would it be like if God would help finish opening that door of prayer? What would it be like if every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every month that Clarksville was being prayed for? Can you imagine that? So God's opening up that door. The door of worship has opened up for us. We've seen several new faces come on board with us, musicians, singers, and to lead us in worship, choir members. The door of fellowship and hospitality has been opened up here for 6 years. But I watched this year and got to thinking back, and the church has opened its doors to the public on holiday events. You should have seen us back here on July the 4th, just handing out goodies and food and stuff to the public. There have been a lot of fellowship opportunities. When we say fellowship here at Second Mile Church, what are we talking about? Oh, my goodness. We were in the war room this morning, and somebody got to talking about how good the donuts were. And I was reminded, you know, every time we meet, we think we got to eat. Hallelujah. You can't come here and lose weight. Yeah, I'm just kidding. We've extended hospitality to church members who had to say goodbye to loved ones this year. Some of you all have had to say goodbye to a loved one. Our hospitality team was able to feed your family so you could sit around the table and enjoy the memories of your sweet loved one who's passed away. The deacon ministry to our widows and single ladies has been a great blessing. And then God began to open up a door of revival and spiritual awakening here at Second Mile Church this year. We're beginning to see this church revived. Some of you all are already there. All of us need to get there. You remember the July revival meetings that we were a part of? Y'all were a part of our July Wednesday night revival meeting, and some of y'all had never been in a service quite like that. And guess what?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. And we know we can all learn from one another, from different worship settings and different the way different churches do things. And if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're my brother, you're my sister. I don't care what label they slap on you. Hallelujah. And so, but so far as revival and spiritual awakening, we've just touched the hem of the garment. And bless God, we've seen the door of healing come to many of our families and our fellowship this year. And I don't want to get into that, but we've got several folks here who have gotten a healing miracle. God still heals. And anytime you find healing, you find God, because He's the divine healer. But we've had several folks in here healed miraculously this year. And you know what? When you need healing, it doesn't matter whether it comes through miracle or medicine. You just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so God hasn't changed. And if we'll continue to believe, I think we'll see some tremendous things in that area even this year. And I could go on and talk about the doors of service that God's opened up for us in 2024. But you get the idea. God opened many doors of opportunities of ministry for us in 24. To Him be glory in the church. Let's give a good Baptist shout today. Hallelujah. Now, it's almost 2025. Some of y'all look unhappy about that. if you don't want to make it to 2025, you need to go do something else, because I want to get there. And because I don't believe God's done with Second Mile Church just yet. I'm looking forward. Now, so I mentioned to you that I spent several days with the Lord up in, well, it wasn't up, it was down south of here along the beach. Yeah, I was suffering for Jesus. But man, there wasn't nobody there. There wasn't nobody there, just me and Jesus. You could walk right into a restaurant and sit down and order and never have to wait. It's one, you need to go to the beach in the wintertime. Right. Hallelujah. But anyways, God was gracious to allow me to do that for several days, and I went and really enjoyed getting alone with God. I just really began to pray and seek God's leadership for His. This is not my church, this is His church. It's not even your church, it's His church. And what does He want to do? Where does He want us to go in 2025? Now, we are in our sixth year, but did y'all know that March the 25th, we'll be celebrating our seventh year? We'll be entering into our seventh year. That's amazing. And if you know anything about the Bible, you know that the number 7 is a very special number, right? I mean, the number 7 is the number of divine perfection and completion. Anytime you see that number 7 in the Bible, it's a special number. It's the number for God. And it speaks of His perfection, His completion. And so I believe 2025 is going to be a year of God's purposes and God's plans being perfected and completed here at Second Mile Church. Now, Jesus could come in 2025 and it'd really be perfect, wouldn't it? Except for the lady who don't want the kids to miss Christmas, you know? You'll have to go back and listen to the sermon from last week if you want to get that. But we're going to see some things happen this year that I don't believe we've ever really dreamed about. We're going to see some things that we didn't really think about, imagine. We're going to see God do some amazing, amazing things. And it's going to be a year of breakthrough. I'm calling it Breakthrough 2025. And the scripture verse that we're going to remember in December of next year, I call it God's telephone number. It's Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. How many of you know that He knows it all? There's only one know-it-all, and His name is Jesus. And so He's going to reveal things to us this year as we pray and we seek His face. And as we go after God, He's going to reveal some things to us some miraculous things that we don't really know anything about. And I want to tell you, the Baptist Church needs to return to the supernatural. Now, I'm not talking about some of this wildfire and all that stuff, okay? But I am talking about our God is able to do anything that He gets ready to do. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He is far above us. And so we're going to call unto Him, and He's going to answer us, and He's going to show us great and mighty things which you do not know. Where's that found?
Jeremiah.
Where? 33:3. So start right now. Memorize that verse. Claim it for 2025. It's Breakthrough 2025. We're going to see tremendous breakthroughs this year. I think we'll begin to see spiritual breakthroughs that just pour out like showers of blessing. How would you like to see your family filled by the Spirit of Almighty God? How would you like to see your children and your grandchildren follow after God with all of their heart? How would you like to see revival, true revival, come to the church in Clarksville? I think we're going to see spiritual transformation, spiritual breakthrough this year. We're going to see strategic breakthroughs happen. We're going to get a divine and defined direction for this church this year. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We need to know not only where we've been, but we need to know where we're going. and how we're going to go. I believe God's going to give us that breakthrough, strategic breakthrough. I think we're going to see financial breakthrough. Now, it's already been a great year financially for the church down here on Riverside Drive. Shannon probably shoot me. Where's Mike Rainey? Wave at me, Mike. Where are you? Right back there. Did you all know the church gave for the first time over $1 million to the budget this year? I know what some of y'all are thinking. Oh, good. Maybe I can get a little bit of that. I don't know. Some of you have some real needs financially, and there's going to be breakthroughs in that area. I believe some of you are going to receive some breakthroughs in other areas, like, you know, this issue of healing. You know, if you're a believer, God is going to heal you. Hello? Heaven is the ultimate healing. How many? Hey, everybody right here. Right here. We've got spiritual ADD again this morning. Right here. Doesn't matter what's going on over here. Just stay right here. All right. Breakthrough 2025 is going to come to fruition. I believe it's going to happen. But let me ask you a question. Just think about this. What is your greatest personal burden? What is your greatest personal burden that needs to be removed from your life? Think about that. What is the church's, what is Second Mile's greatest burden that needs to be removed? What would it be like this year for God to remove that burden that you're under? What would it be like this year for God to remove the whatever it is that would hold our church back from God's best? What would that be like? To just have an open door in heaven. What would it be like to have the power and the presence of Almighty God so manifest in your life that you had the glory of God and the favor of God on your life? What would that be like? Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have never really experienced that power and that presence. Listen, folks, God is real. He's not just the God on Mount Sinai. He's the God right here at Second Mile Church. He's the God here in Clarksville, Tennessee. He's God over there in the Middle East, and He's God right here. Have you really ever experienced the power and the presence of God Almighty? Well, you can have it. You can. And I'm convinced that we're going to see some great spiritual breakthroughs in areas of humility. You know, God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall what? Humble themselves. We're going to see some breakthroughs this year in humility. We're going to see breakthroughs in forgiveness. One of the greatest pieces of, I should say maybe hindrances to revival coming to the church is unforgiveness. And brothers and sisters, if God has forgiven us, we need to forgive others. And we're going to have breakthrough in that this year. Obedience. I'm going to be talking about in April about a full surrender. We're going to be talking about holiness this year. We're going to have breakthroughs in that area, which leads to revival. We're going to have breakthrough in worship. Our families. I believe many of you are going to get past this idea. I don't know what to say to people about Jesus. What's He done for you? Do you have a story to tell? You should. If you've got Jesus, well, you can share that story. We're going to see breakthroughs in that area this year. Discipleship. Some of you are here, and man, you ought to be teaching the Word of God. We need Bible teachers. Some of you are adept at that. You're good at that already. And so we're going to see spiritual breakthrough after spiritual breakthrough. Now, the Christian life, brothers and sisters, is all about faith. It's about faith. Not just nebulous faith, but faith in Him. Faith in Him. And if we believe what we're talking about this morning, God's presence, God's power, God's glory, God's favor will fall on this church this year. I believe that's what He wants to do. He just kept pouring this into my soul and my spirit back at the end of November and December. Now, if you hadn't heard anything else, hear this. Now, this is really going to shake some of you up. But here it is. If you want what we're talking about, the power, the presence, the glory, the favor of God on your life, on your family, all of that comes. God's gateway to spiritual breakthrough comes through prayer and fasting. I've never fasted in my life. You're in for a treat. Jesus said, you remember what Jesus said about giving? When you give, do it like this. He said, when you pray, do it like this. And He also said, when you fast, do it like this. And so we're going to spend some time praying and fasting together in January. Fasting adds power to your prayer life. Fasting adds, it gets you on praying ground. It really does. And by the way, it's all throughout the Bible. All God's people are fasting and praying. And so what is fasting? Essentially, it's this. It's the abstinence of food with a spiritual goal in mind. That's the simplest definition I can give to you. While you're praying, you're giving up that which is most natural. The most natural desire we have is to eat. Why? So that we can live, right? And when you give that up, how many of you know God's drawn to weakness? He is drawn to weakness. And so when you give up the natural in order to invoke the supernatural, God blesses that. Now, let me say this. Prayer and fasting are not hoops that we jump through to get God to do something for us. Okay? Rather, it gets us into position to listen and to respond to God in a special way. It frees God up to move powerfully in our lives. It's through prayer and fasting that we begin to know the power of God like never before. Now, I'll be preaching on prayer and fasting in the month of January, and I want us to hit the ground running next Sunday for spiritual breakthrough. And I'm not ever going to put pressure on it. That's the Holy Spirit's job. But if you'd like to have what we're talking about, I want to encourage you to begin praying and fasting with me in January. If you want the greatest burden of your life removed, if you'd like to see whatever it is that's holding us back from God's best, if you'd like to see the power and the presence of the Lord on you like never before, I want to ask you to join me in January. And we're not the only church fasting in January. There's several others that are praying and fasting in January. And so what I would like for us to do this week as you go home, I want you to just pray. There are several different kinds of fast. You can do a one meal fast in January. Just fast for one meal a week or one meal a day. And spend that time that you normally would eating in prayer and Bible reading. You could engage in a one-day fast, one day a week, whatever God leads you to do. And I think those one-day fasts work best from sundown to sundown. Biblically, you can make a case for that. And then you can pray throughout the day at different times. And then we had, last time we did this, several of you went on a 3-day fast. You fasted for 3 days in a row. Some of you fasted 3 days during the week, during the month of January. Some of you, I think there was three or four of you that did a seven-day fast. We did this about 5 years ago. Fasting from food for a week, just having water and juice and coffee or that kind of thing. Many of you know about the 21-day Daniel fast, just having vegetables and fruits and nuts, 21 days in January. You could do that. By the way, we had one person do a 40-day fast. Think about that. I couldn't do that. Well, Moses did. Twice. Jesus did. I'm not Jesus. Have you got him in your spirit? You just pray. All I want you to do and need you to do is just go home this week and start praying about what kind of fast that you need to enter into. Now, if you're on all kinds of medication and you can't let go of the medication and that kind of stuff, just talk to your doc, or maybe there's something almost as important as food to you. Facebook. Had one of our men mention something about giving up sweets for the month. And during that time of when you're normally eating sweets, you'd spend some time praying. We're going to furnish y'all with a prayer guide. We'll have that spiritual goal, those three spiritual goals up there for you. And then you can put your own sub-points under each one of those. And then we'll have personal sins that you might need to confess, along with the Bible verses, and then we'll give you a spiritual inventory of things that you might want to pray for. But all we need you to do is just ask you to pray about what kind of fast that you feel led to enter into for the month of January. And we're going to pass out commitment cards next week. Now, we're not going to make a big fanfare of it, but we'll pass out the commitment cards as you're coming in. And if you'll just fill those out, and it'll be self-explanatory. And at some point in time during the day, just put them in one of these buckets. Don't put your name on it. I don't want to know who you are. Just tell us what kind of fast you're going to go on, or if you are. Okay? And then you can bring those. And January is going to be a great month of praying and fasting. I believe that. Well, the preacher's gone crazy in his old age. Yeah, I guess I have. But you know what I want for us? I want the power of God on this church. I want the presence of the Lord to move amongst us. I want the Holy Spirit to have His way in our lives. I want us to follow after Him with all of our heart like we never have before. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is a critical year. It's our seventh year. This building over here, just about ready to get open. We're going to have to furnish it with some stuff. But all of our kids are going to be over there. And I want to tell you, just because you put up a building, that doesn't mean they're going to come. But we got to pay the price in prayer. And there's all kinds of things that running through my heart and my mind about all that over there. But bless God, our teenagers are finally going to have a place they can call their own instead of being out here on the landing or out there on the deck. And our children are going to have a nice building. We're talking to a prospective student minister, and Lauren and I took him over there and showed him the building, and oh my goodness, he's chomping at the bit. We're still praying about whether or not he's the right person, but anyways, this is a critical year, and so I want us to really pray and fast in the month of January. And I'm not asking you, you know, what kind of fast are you? I'm not going to ask that. I don't want you to put your name on these cards. I just want us to experience God in a fuller, fresher way than we ever have before. Crystal clear? Call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you know nothing about. One of our prayer warriors, I love to hear her pray. I love to hear a lot of you pray, but Sharon Clark, ask God to bless what we're talking about, would you? Just stand up and pray. And
yes, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This morning, and you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, man, we would love to share Jesus with you. We'll take the Bible, sit down with you, and show you what needs to take place in order for you to walk out of here a born-again believer. That can happen this morning, but you got to come. You got to come. And maybe there's other prayer issues that are really on your heart and mind, and that's what this altar's for. Sarah's going to lead us, and Ariel's going to lead us.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.